Let me bring Mick in. Mick, you're referring to the issue that came up yesterday, and it's about the commemoration of the start of the First World War. And I think it was Ciarán in Kilkenny saying that, is there any way Irish people this year will maybe integrate the poppy? You're the Limerick branch of, you say the Limerick branch of the Royal British Legion developed the Irish poppy badge.
Yeah, they developed it a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it incorporates the shamrock and the poppy in the shamrock. And it's an enamel little badge, you know.
Okay, so that's the one that the Irish member of the Metropolitan Police, he phoned us and said he wears
that
badge.
The same one. That's
okay.
It.
He wears it on and around November the 11th every year while he's on duty as a member of the police force in the UK. And this badge with the shamrock and the poppy is widely accepted.
Well, it's authorised by the Royal British Legion, Joe.
Oh, is it? Okay. So it is accepted. So what do you think of the suggestion that this version of the poppy, especially the year that's in it and the state visit in a few weeks and the changed world we all live in?
It's an excellent idea.
Yeah. And did you, anyone in the First World War?
Well, my father was in the Second World War.
Of course, yeah. And what age was he when he signed up?
18.
And why? Because in the Second World War...
Because he wanted to.
Okay, but I'm saying this, in the First World War, Irish people who signed up were joining the army of the state, so to speak. It was the British Army.
They were all volunteers. There was no conscription.
But your father would have had to leave the country to join the British Army.
He would. He went to Belfast.
And why did he ever say why he joined? Was it for the money or was it fighting Hitler? Or?
Well, it could have been a lot of those things.
And how did he get on, by the way, in the Second World War?
Well, he survived anyway, so... he got on pretty good.
And did
unfortunately, many of his comrades didn't.
And did he Remembrance Sunday commemorates the First and the Second World War in November. Did he wear his medals on Remembrance Sunday?
He did, yes.
And did he march here in Ireland on Remembrance Sunday?
Well, there was very little marching going on due to the Troubles, Joe.
Yeah, there'd be
We used to go to City Quay of a Friday evening. There was a mass there, and then the St. Patrick's Cathedral on Remembrance Sunday.
Of course, still on, yeah.
At 3 o'clock. Ireland Bridge was near enough shut down, that's reopened now.
Yeah, okay.
Because Dublin Corporation used it as a dump there for years.
And it was vandalised, but now it's completely restored. It's incredible. It's incredible.
It's incredible, you're right.
Okay, okay. Do you think there is respect for those servicemen?
I do indeed, yes.
Okay, okay. And what do you think in terms of the suggestion that this year Irish people should be more open to even to this Irish version of the poppy, the shamrock and the poppy?
I believe it would be a great idea.
Okay, okay, okay.
Now, on the 26th of April, we, the Foreign Legion Association of Ireland, we'll be having a commemoration down at Collins Barracks.
Okay.
And let's not forget that's where the Dublin Fusiliers marched out of that barracks to go to Gallipoli.
From the Royal Barracks, it was called.
The Royal Barracks, it was called at the time.
Okay, okay. Okay, you know, the 26th of April, okay.
So everybody is welcome.
All right, okay. Thanks indeed. That's Mick, and Mick is a member of the Royal British Legion.